National Blinded Veteran Organization. Blinded Veterans, Leading Blind Veterans. NBVO.org. This is Keith, your host and webmaster here at National Blinded Veterans Organization, NBVO.org. And I just want to do a walkthrough of our homepage, and there will be other walkthroughs that should start popping up on the various other pages through the site. But to start with, of course, you can find the beginning of the homepage. It's a level one heading, and it's just simply labeled home. And right now, it just simply has our mission statement listed there to assist our blinded and visually impaired veterans and so forth. You can read it as you visit the site. Now, below that is a little golden star divider graphic, which breaks off a section that talks about, ask about joining our Zoom room. Let us know how we can help you. You can tell us what your phone number is through our contact page. We're not open or monitor a phone number 24/7. Our Zoom room is not open 24/7. But when you are available, all you have to do is send us an email to let us know how we can contact you back, and leave us your phone number or contact method. Now, continuing on, we do have scheduled meetings, and to find out when they are, you can visit our calendar page, which lists all of our events and all of our scheduled meetings. Now, there's another divider graphic there, that star divider, and it continues to say to make sure you have access to Zoom resources. Now, what I will probably want to eventually do is include how to find those Zoom apps with direct links to the iStore and the Android store and the regular Windows app. Right now, they're not there, but this is where I really will get around to putting them. Then it goes on to say there's a simple three-step process to make sure that you can get on. For one, make sure you register for an account, and we'll talk to that really quick here. Number two, log on to your free account that you just registered for. And number three, on your account page, there will be a link towards the bottom with a direct Zoom link, which, again, just because it's there, doesn't mean we're open 24/7, but when we are open, you have this personalized link that you can click on. Whether you do it from your phone, it will log into the Zoom app, or from your computer, it should log you on to your computer app. Now, let me jump back up to the top, because there is a navigation area up here that has right now just a few pages here. There is an about page, which just has a short generic statement there about who we are and what we do. There's a calendar page. Now, this lists our ongoing calendar events, our weekly ongoing meetings, our month-to-month meetings. There's also a form, a contact form you can fill out near the top to inquire about a meeting, to recommend a meeting, or just ask the question that you would like to have us address. Then there's a resource page. The resources may be some internal things we've developed. The most likely will be external resources linking to off-site things, podcasts, and other helpful items. Then there's a contact link, and this does, of course, have a contact form. And now this is a little different, because on this contact form, if you wanted to share something like a media attachment, this form has the tool to let you do that. So keep that in mind, and we'll make sure we have a walkthrough on that. But for now, that's plenty said about that. Now, beyond those four pages, we have another small little section that has two items. We have a Facebook page, and there's a link, a direct link right to that. And then the next item is a send mail link. Now, this is a little different than the forms on calendar or contact, in that this one will use your default email program to send us email. So if you use it on your phone, it may use the Apple email. If you use it on your computer, it may use Outlook, whatever your default email is, and it'll send us an email that way. The other ones are just regular contact forms that will mail us something. And as we go on down, there's a heading. It's also a heading level one. I thought it was a heading two. But it's a heading one for the sidebar. And it have a button, and it's normally collapsed. But I've been noticing lately sometimes it'll stay open from visit to visit. But in here, there's a few sections. There's some standard widgets you might find on any web page. There is a search box, and this search things that are within our website. We have recent posts, and we do run a blog off of this. And as you arrow down this section, you'll find the five most recent blog posts that we have here. Now, you can find all of them if you add a slash updates after our URL. So nbvo.org/updates. I'll try to put a link to that. But for now, you'll just have to click the blogs through here. Comments, you can comment. Now, just because you are let's say you sign up for a member account, you still have to have your first comment approved. This is just something that helps keep spammers from digging into the site. But once your first comment is approved, you can comment all you want. But any of our five most recent comments will show up here. We have categories. Now, categories refers to blog categories. And right now, there's only two. We have a communication category, which is just tagged. It's just a regular blog post. And then we have a category called media. These are blog posts that may have a media attachment. And an attachment could be audio, video, or PDF. A PDF is considered an attachment. So we have those sections. And finally, we have our member section. Now, if you're not logged in, these links may be a little different. But I am logged in right now, so the links will be account, password reset, members, and user. Now, if you're not logged in, somewhere in there you'll have a login and I think a register, and you probably won't have the password reset. Now, the two that are kind of important is the account page. As I mentioned, when you click this, if you're not logged in, it'll take you to a login page, and there'll be a link on there to register if you're not registered. And then once you're logged in, you'll be able to see your account. No one can see your account because they're not logged in, and they're not logged in as you. But at the bottom of the account page is where the Zoom link has been moved to. You'll find right below all of the account profile settings, and you can set those yourself. When you click on the user page, I believe is where you can actually edit the things that are on your account. You can share as much as you want, as little as you want. Of course, as a bare minimum, it'll be probably your first name, username, and email address. But again, if you're not logged in and you click on user, it's not going to let you see anything because it doesn't know which user you are to show you stuff. You have to log in. Now, there is a member link. I don't think I mentioned that. It's wedged in there, a member link. Now, that is basically an on-site directory. It lists everyone who has an account through this website. It doesn't list people on our Facebook group. It doesn't list people who may be on some other list It only lists people who are members of this website. So if you don't see somebody in there that you think you should, maybe you should get a hold of them and tell them to join. We'd love to have them in here. I hope to see you active soon and asking questions. Thanks for visiting National Blinded Veterans Organization, NBVO.org, and we hope to see you active in our community soon.